Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
And welcome back. I'm Ryan Recker, filling in for Annie Fry. And I know a lot of people are wooed and wowed by the things that artificial intelligence can do. I think every news network right now is showing their anchors as babies. That seems to be the major trend. But how does that happen? It takes a lot of computing power. And when you have a lot of computing power, you need a lot of energy. And joining us now is Fox News Radio national correspondent, Eben Brown. Thanks for joining us here in St. Louis.
Good to be with you.
So this is an interesting story because I know that a lot of these companies talk about just the amount of power is necessary in order to generate even little prompts that people use on their phone. But there's some pretty strong computers behind every AI thing that's going out there. And I know that Facebook is a pretty progressive company. Why not just power this with solar and wind like they would suggest everyone else does?
Well, I think we've all learned at this point that solar and wind just doesn't cut it. That's certainly a big part of this. And they are looking, making a very real and very hard look at what the future is going to look like. Their future, whether it's Meta or some of these other companies that are steeped into AI, Microsoft and OpenAI and even the X company under Elon Musk, they need to have a specific source of power to run these data centers. You're not going to be able to really do that with solar or wind. But one thing you could do it with that is affordable and cheap to operate and safe and plentiful is something that we've been ignoring in this country for quite a long time, decades really, and that is nuclear. It's very interesting that nuclear is now getting a new look by some of these companies who often are associated with a lot of left wing causes, especially having to do with the environment and whatnot. But here they are thinking of their business first and realizing that they do need to make sure that they will have access to power and that the U.S. doesn't necessarily make enough power to power everything, including these data centers. Meta has formed an agreement with Constellation Energy of Illinois to pay for the operation of one of its nuclear reactors in its facility in the city of Clinton, Illinois, for the better part of 20 years. And in exchange for that, they will get energy credits so that they can probably in the form of like a tax break somewhere so they can pay for the amount of power they're going to pull off the grid and at the same time have another generating station actually operating to make the power that they would need. So that this is certainly, I think, a win-win for everyone. Constellation gets to keep a generating station going that they were going to be shut or a reactor that they were going to be shutting down. Keeping it operational means jobs. It means more power to the grid. For Meta, the Facebook company, it means ensuring that they will likely have the power they need to do what they want to do while they ready the next step, and that is to really build their own power plants with next generation nuclear technology, where you can build smaller footprint reactors and generators on the nuclear technology that they can operate themselves, or share with a smaller community.
And I know that even as governments look back at the mistakes they made giving up on nuclear, and I want to use the word propaganda, some of the fears and the scares did not outweigh the benefits and the clean nature of it. I know there's waste involved with nuclear, but all things considered, given all of our power sources, cheap and safe and effective and clean too. But, you know, just not further. Oh, yeah. And further north, they have the Palisades plant in Michigan that they're reopening after they shut it down. And I think governments, and this is, keep in mind, Democratic governments that are looking at this and coming around to it. It's not just like conservatives. These are Democrats. These are bipartisan. They understand the value of the nuclear.
Well, there is a lot of value for it, and you get a lot out of it more than you put into it. We do need to build newer reactors. We haven't built a new reactor in this country in a very, very long time. So the ones we have operating are operating, but they are ancient. We could be more efficient with it, with an energy system that is efficient to begin with. Think about it. We have nuclear reactors aboard submarines that power the submarine. So we know how to build small reactors. Enough to power a submarine or an aircraft carrier. That's not a small boat. So we have the ability to do that. Why couldn't we do that on land? It might not be able to power a mega metropolis, but maybe it could power a large corporate campus with a data center or a small community with a data center. Think about the energy independence that comes from that. There were always concerns of safety. And I think if you are of a certain age, you might remember Three Mile Island. But I think in our collective silly imagination, we've somehow equated Three Mile Island with Chernobyl. And that's just not fair. That two very, very different things. It's not, Three Mile Island wasn't even like a Fukushima scenario. We have a very good safety record in this country, and we know what happened with Three Mile Island and how to avoid that in the future. So I think, and as you mentioned, the waste is very containable. It's not, spewing carbon into the air. The waste is something that's very solid for the most part. So, there's a real renewed look at nuclear, and it probably will gain a lot of momentum in the coming years. And especially because, as we began this conversation, wind and solar just didn't pan out. You're not going to power major things with solar. I'm in Florida, where we are perhaps maybe the only state that could power your average home with solar, if you're lucky.
If you're lucky. Well, part of too, and I'm a fan of Back to the Future.
If you can afford it, building your own system at home is expensive. You have to maintain it. And if it gets damaged, that's on you. So solar isn't really all that affordable for a lot of people.
Well, I was going to mention with Back to the Future, I'm holding out hope for the Mr. Fusion that I can put on my car that gives me where I can throw banana peels.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I'll be able to use that for energy. I think, and Evan Brown joining us, Fox News Radio. So this really does show, I think, a commitment to artificial intelligence in the long run. They understand there's this computing power. Like if you go back maybe 5 years, it was individuals moving to towns.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
That had cheap energy so they can mine for Bitcoin because they thought that was going to be the future. And now, you know, that drew so much energy. You don't see these major companies trying to up their power consumption to mine for cryptocurrency. They're all using it for the artificial intelligence side because they realize the demand is going to be there and they got to get onto it now.
AI can be used to mine for crypto. You see, AI is the new brain power, and this is very sci-fi, and yes, it can be scary, considering that most of the movies that we've seen have not ended well for humans, but we are in a phase where we are discovering exactly what AI can do for us, and it can do a lot. It can simplify a lot of tasks. Now, yes, for the average person, okay, you're using it to make funny pictures to post on social media. That's not really what AI is going to be doing for us in the long term. Yes, it can help you organize your email and maybe even your business. But what about when it can start simplifying computation so that, let's say, pharmaceutical engineers can develop better medicines more quickly because some of the legwork is being done by trusted AI? Yes, it's verified by humans, but a lot of that work that could take years is somehow reduced to a week. That's groundbreaking. But we need the computing power for that, and that takes up a lot of resources and of course, energy. And so that's where we're at.
And if you're going to time travel, you're going to need that energy too. And how about this with like the artificial intelligence and the AI? You're right. It's people posting videos online of them as a baby. And I see all the different networks and television shows that are taking advantage of this sort of thing. But we were talking about this before the show, even the Annie Fry show here, and producer Brad will take the video that we run on YouTube, and he has an AI website he goes to, and they'll do all the video edits for you. They'll zoom in on your face to make it look like you're a multi-camera when you weren't. And all of these things are done. And this doesn't necessarily take the job of someone else, but it gives him the opportunity to do something there is no one to do. And it makes it even better, and it improves the value of the show online. And I think there's smart.
I'll give you a great example. You know, once I had to record a press conference for radio, the weather was bad. It was raining, mm-hmm. and there was a buzz on my recording. And for those of us who work in radio know that that's, you know, you can't use that recording. It sounds like, you know, awful. It sounds junk.
Yeah.
I was able to put it through an AI filter that could do what I could do in real time, bit by bit. But, you know, a 12-second soundbite, millisecond by millisecond, would have taken me probably a year to complete, to clean it up, which would defeat the purpose of news. It mm-hmm. did it in, you know, about 30 seconds. It ran it through millisecond by millisecond through an equalizer, making sure that it was eliminating out the bad sound and keeping the good sound, and it produced something that was very crystal clear. That allowed me to focus on something else or use something I thought was unusable for my work. So that's a way that AI has been able to be helpful in my small, you know, microcosm here. But again, apply this to medicine, apply this to advanced, theoretical physics. I mean, now all of a sudden you're getting somewhere.
Yeah, or people can post videos of Donald Trump saying that he's going to resurrect velociraptors so immigration enforcement could use them at the border. Did you see that video and some things that people are doing that look so realistic that you can't tell the difference?
You have to have some fun. Come on. Yeah.
Oh, it's so funny. I don't know if you saw that one, but people are doing some really creative
things.
That
one, but I've seen so many of them, you know, just in the past couple of months alone, what people are doing. It's hysterical. But again, it's doing the work a human video editor or animator, even using digital tools, would have taken probably a year. You know, there was I saw it, I forget where it was. I just saw it about a half an hour ago. But there's a an article about from a movie producer saying that with AI, they can take the footage that was filmed on a set and create alternate camera angles, just like you were talking about. They can edit, let's say, action scenes to make them less dramatic or gruesome. And they can take an R-rated film down to a PG version, you know, in just a couple seconds and have two versions of the same film.
Wow.
Think about it.
Well, if you think about the applications for reality and how that can change people's perceptions, are you scared as a veteran in the news world that one day you might be fallen prey to some of that and get the wrong impression?
I have to keep my, you know, my eyes and my ears out for it. I don't retweet, you know, something that looks like a controversial video or something like that, because I just don't know if it's real, you know, unless we've had a way to verify it somehow. I'm just not going to, I don't repost them or anything like that, because, you know, we just don't know unless we have some kind of verification if it was in fact true, you know, a true representation of what was, you know, happening at the time. So, it's very easy to fool people now. And there are bad actors that have been doing that with lesser technology already. So this technology kind of gives them an even better, you know, evil tool for that matter. And we have to be vigilant.
All right. So if people want to look you up online because you are keeping a close eye on what's real and what's not, where can they go?
Well, I'm on X at foxebenbrown.com. FOXEBENBROWN.
And we enjoy your reports and all the work that you do. Eben Brown, Fox News Radio national correspondent. Thanks for joining us.
You bet.
Brad, I don't know if you could send Eben Brown the Velociraptor video. It's so funny.
I can tag him in I can tag him in it.
All right. I look at that and I say, that is so realistic that if I were watching that with the sound off, I wouldn't be able to tell. If I was just looking at it on a phone, when you have a small video and a lot of people consume their media on a phone, you don't sometimes catch the nuances of what AI, the artifacts and things that would be left over. I wouldn't have been able to tell the difference. And even listening to it, it had to be headphone for me to hear some of the wobbly nature of the generated Trump voice. If it wasn't for that, this would have looked, dead on realistic in that sense.
I think back to the Will Smith spaghetti video. Do you remember that? There was a video that came out in like 2022. Well, that AI, they've constantly been working on it since 2022. And they re-released it, and you can't tell that it's not real.
I know.
It's
why
amazing.
Will Smith, though?
I don't know.
Why did they choose Will Smith?
I don't know.
All right. Good old Eben Brown. I'm so glad we had him on, and he's very good at what he does. Coming up after the break, did you see the story about the intruder at Mar-a-Lago and what he wanted?
No, this
very
is new to me.
Let me put it this way. There's some crazy things that happen in the world. I don't think this guy was necessarily in his right mind. So let's talk about the guy that scaled and jumped into Mar-a-Lago. What did he want? We'll talk about that. I'm Ryan Recker filling in 97.1 FM Talk.
Get more at 97.1talk.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.